of hands so kind and tender. They're leading me in path that I must trod. I have no fear when Jesus walks beside me.
made the world and all therein. He cleansed my soul from every sin. Oh my God, oh He can do anything. My God can do anything. Oh, anything, anything. Oh, my God can do anything. He made the world and all therein. He cleansed my soul from every sin. Oh, my God, oh, He can do. My God can do anything. Oh, anything, anything. Oh, my God can do anything. Oh, He made the world and all therein. Oh, He cleansed my soul from every sin. Oh, my God. And do it, oh, anything. my God can do anything. Oh, anything, anything. My God can do anything. He made the world and all therein. He cleansed my soul from every sin. Oh, my God. Oh, can't do anything. Oh, my God can do anything. Oh, anything, anything. My God can do anything. Oh, He made the world and all therein. Oh, He cleansed my soul. Oh, my God, oh, can do anything. Oh, my God, can do anything. Oh, anything, anything. Oh, my God, can do anything. He made the world. My God can do anything. Oh, my God can do anything. He made the world and all therein. He cleansed my soul from every sin. Oh, my God.
Oh, thank the Lord for this day. We are here in God's house, and we seeking His presence, and I believe the Lord has showed up. I feel His presence here today, and we're singing about Him. He can do anything, and with any situation. It doesn't matter, you know, the situation we're in life. He can work it out for us. It just requires that we trust Him. You know, we have to put our trust in the Lord to allow Him to work things out for us in our lives. And sir, yes. Well, anyway, and we are going to have problems. Job told us that, you know, that each one of us are born. So if you're born of a woman, you're going to have a few days here on this earth, and they're going to be full of trouble. He's already told us that. So that's, you know, our lot in life. We're going to have some trouble. But we're not, you know, we can deal with our trouble all by ourselves, or we can get some help. There's help available to us. Since you know you're going to have trouble, then wouldn't you like to be able to get some help to assist you and help you to understand why, you know, things happen to us? And you know, like I say, I was thinking just a little bit ago, I said, you know, this is a walk of faith to me. I don't know how things are going to work out. The troubles that I'm in, I don't altogether know how they're going to be resolved and how they're all going to work out. But I know if I trust God, if I put my confidence in the Lord, then they're going to work out. And it's going to be all right. Like what Junior said, it's going to be all right. You just begin to trust the Lord. And that's what I want to put my emphasis on today is like Brother Smith was reading Wednesday night in the fourth chapter of Ephesians. He said, as one body, as one faith. You know, I was in the military too, and I didn't understand that, you know, when they asked, what's your faith? You know, I didn't understand what they was talking about. So I just put down, they said, well, if you're not, I think it was Catholic was the main one, but anyway, I put down Protestant. You know, I really didn't have a faith, but anyway, I put down Protestant. I understand that God's going to have one people. He's going to have one. It's going to be one faith that believe the same thing in this world. And see, that's what I'm hearing, and I believe that. I believe that. And then you look around, you say, well, all of these people that say they love God and they're serving God, you know, Brother Durham said that's God's problem. You know, he said that he's going to work it out. You know, I can't solve it. You know, I can't make all these people believe the same thing. But, you know, God can put enough pressure on us in this world that it make us do things that maybe we didn't think we would do. You know, God can do that. You know, I might talk to my sister or brother and try to convince them of something, and I might not do very well. But, you know, God can just turn the right screw or do the right thing and cause people to think different. You know, because, I didn't do it. God did it. So, anyway, we just have to trust God with a lot of things in our lives, and you can worry about things, you can try to figure it all out yourself, but if you begin to let God work and just try to see the Lord. We was singing the song Wednesday about having a heart with a heart sensitive to His Spirit. You know, we're to be sensitive to what, because you know. You know, we know this is a spiritual walk. We're knowing that God, when Jesus walked on the earth, he was talking on a level that the disciples, his followers, didn't quite understand everything he was saying. You know, he would even tell them that he was going to have to be crucified, and they didn't understand what he was talking about. He was telling them, you know, they got concerned. He fed the people when they were hungry. He did miracles. And he would start talking about the the leaven of the Pharisees, and they all naturally, their mind will go back to the natural. They go back to, well, we didn't bring enough bread. He's talking, but he wasn't talking about bread. And he would tell them that he has meat that's not of this world. You know, that Jesus was talking about things that, you know, they was on the natural, you know. They couldn't understand what he was talking about until he explained to them. You know, he had to explain to them, so this is what I'm talking about. You know, that God can help you with things here that bread can't help you with this. But I can give you something here that can help you beyond the natural. And when he was crucified, he was walking along these men on this, I think it was on a road to Emmaus, and these men was talking, and he just kind of got in on that conversation, listened to them, and they was talking, and they said, well, who are you been? You're a stranger. You never heard about, you know, Jesus had been was crucified, and you know they were just talking about these things, and he was. Saw that they didn't understand, you know, who he was, and he had to explain. He said he explained to them from the prophet Moses to, I can't remember where all he went with it, but anyway, he explained to them, you know, what happened. Then he opened their eyes, you know, he opened the scriptures where they could understand, and you know, the Lord is blessing us to be in a place to where we can have the scriptures open, to where we can understand. Because what is God really saying to us? You know, we need to know what God is saying. You know, we hear a lot of things in this world, but we want to know what, when the scripture, like they said, didn't our hearts burn when we heard the scriptures broke? When Jesus began to break the word, the way he broke the bread, you know, our hearts burn. That's the way it is. You get into come to a place where you can hear God, scriptures explained. And that's what I like about being here. I'm thankful that God has blessed us to be in a place where men are studious, studying the Bible. They're not just studying the Bible, but they're listening to God. They are allowing God to reveal his word, and we're blessed to be a part of that. And I'm so thankful that I can be in a place where people are searching the Scripture. The Bible tells us, you know, that we're to search the Scripture. You know, not just the ministers, but everybody. You know, we all are to look in the Word. You know, if you live back in a time, if you go back far enough, say the Dark Ages, where everybody didn't have access to a Bible. You know, they had the Bibles chained to a pulpit, I guess. Just the ordinary people out there, they didn't even have access to a Bible. But we have access to a Bible. You know, we can read it. And then we can ask God to help us to understand it. We have the Word explained. I appreciate coming in this morning, you know, in the Bible study this morning, hearing Brother Smith explain the thoughts we were talking about on the church and the country, the future, this country, and the time frame of the church, and how he began to explain all that. And to me, it's a relief because. You know, the Bible talks about being in confusion. You know, you can be in confusion where you don't understand. But when you begin to hear something that will help you, it relieves you. You know, it takes the pressure off. You know, if you're concerned about something, if you hear somebody can open it up to you to make you understand that, it takes the pressure off. And that's what I was so thankful this morning, that to be able to hear. We come to the Bible study, we be able to hear the Word explained. And knowing Brother Smith is wanting to be led, I know he might have certain thoughts, but he's open to the Lord to be led, you know. So he may not have gone where he was thinking he was going, but he went where God wanted him to go. So I'm thankful that we're here to where we're, even in our service today. Our Brother McGowan, I was talking to him about, you know, singing. We was talking earlier about, you know, being led by the Spirit. Now, I know he didn't ask Brother Stewart to come up here and sing that song today. But see, that's what I'm saying. You're in a place where people are free to be led by the Spirit. You know, it was a blessing. Just Brother Stewart obeying God. I don't know how he feels about that. But anyway, that wasn't on the menu, I'll put it that way. But it was God doing that. And that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing God working. And I want to be a part of what God is doing. I like to see what God is doing. I like to be in a place where God's working. And I'm so thankful today we're here, and we're going to pray. We've got needs. I see Brother Daniel's not here, so let's pray for him. I know he did call. He's sick, so let's remember him. I'm sure you have requests, Sister Elsie. Yep. Your family, all right? Remember Sister Rattler's family, Brother Philip. Okay. Okay. Remember Brother Ray Weaving, Sister Susan and their grandchildren, and Sister Jennifer and the children too. Or just Sister Jennifer. Remember them today and pray for them. And we're blessed to have company here today. We got folks from Dallas, Brother David Perry and his wife, yes. And Brother Chad, yes. Neptune, his wife. Good to have them here today. Yes. Praise the Lord. I remember when they were just a little children. But anyway, it's good that they are. God is blessing them. And Sister Rochella has a brother here and his wife. Good to have them here. And I know he told me his name, but Richard Murdoch. Murdoch, yes. I remember when his mom used to come to church, Sister Murdoch. All right. Sister Lacey. Sister Keys. And Sister Lace has unspoken. Sister Keys, and I'm sure Brother Shane. Yes. Shane and Shaney. Yes. Remember them. Yes. Pray for them. Brother Shane, he's really, I don't know if he knows yet if it's his problem is his shoulder or they were trying to work with him on that. So let's remember Brother Shane, his mom, and his daughter. All right.
Brother Tally. Folks back here with Sister Jacqueline, Brother D'Angelo.
Yes,
Sister Brother. Is it TJ, DJ, and Alicia?
Alicia.
And then there's children. What's this? Let's hear their names again. J. Leah Nye Stewart. She says it's J. Leah Nye Sue. All right, and then what's the other one, little boy's name? Jamil Deshaun. Jared Williams.
Wow. All right.
My
All right.
word.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Good to have y'all. Praise the Lord. All right. Yes, ma'am. Your niece Sheila. Okay. Okay. Remember her. All right. Okay. Remember that. So, Brother Doug and Sister Yvonne traveling. Brother the Goldens. Pray for them. Brother Karen, Brother Curtis. Sister Karen. Sister Lynette. All right, Brother Stewart and Sister, Brother and Sister Stewart. Sister Lynette and Brother Fred. D'Angelo's got a Okay. All right. Remember that. A loss in that family. All right, Brother Oaks. Your boy. Okay. Remember the boys. All right. Pray for them. All right. Sister Wilkins. All right. Sister Wilkins and Sister Rice. Pray for them. That God will help them. All right, anybody else?
Remember Sister Rice.
Sister Rice, okay. I remember that. Sister Larry, yes. Pray for him.
Pray for the Dallas church today. They've got part of their strength here. So let's remember they'll touch their service.
Yes, pray that they'll have sometime that, you know, they helping us and then God will help them. Praise the Lord. All right. Anybody else? All right. All right. God, remember that. Her father and her son, I believe. All right. Anybody else? We're going to take up an offering too, brethren. And
remember the Dominican Republic.
Remember the Dominican Republic. Folks over in Haiti as well. Brother Smith reminded us the other day that, I saw something. Maybe it was on the internet, but they said like over 1 million people in Haiti are living in tents. So think about that when you go to bed tonight, that some of your brothers and sisters are not, they're staying in tents. So Brother Smith reminded us that the other day.
Unspoken request.
Unspoken request. All right. Let's all stand and take these needs to the Lord and pray that he'll help his people. Father in heaven, we thank you this day, Lord. Thank you for your goodness that you've shown us. Lord, we want to lift you, put our trust, our confidence in you. Lord, that you can help your people. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, blessed be your holy name, Lord. Each request, Sister Ryan. Blessed be your holy name, O God.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Praise your name. Praise your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Merciful Savior. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm going to be the one to lay for a minute while we get our other singer. I don't know, man. I just woke up today, and it felt like a really great day this morning. And then to come into the church and just feel the wonderful spirit that the Lord had for us this morning. It just seems like lately the Lord has really been dealing with me personally, and it just seemed like maybe this church, just how to really tap into the Spirit of God, how to really, really what it means to worship, not just the, oh, Lord, you know, woe is me and my sins, but Lord, thank you just for being an amazing creator of this earth and for allowing me to know you in such a deep and intimate way. And just to be able to see, you know, I was in our church, it just seemed like, you know, you ladies were getting a big blessing, but today us guys got some too. it was just absolutely a blessing to be able to come in and see everybody pull on the Spirit today. Even some of these younger ones, I saw Brother Ethan. And Brother Steve, man, Brother Steve's been one of our newest saints and really, really being an example of how to pull on the Lord, be able to try and lead him in the service. And I want that to carry over. You know, I don't want it to be one of those Sunday Christians, you know, like Brother Phil was mentioning. We see that pretty frequently, and I don't want to be known as that. I've grown up in church and knowing, you know, how to act around certain people, but I don't have to be that way, and we don't have to be that way. And I know that my God is my God, and he's going to take care of me. And I'm just thankful to be here and thankful for all y'all coming today.
First. He's God all over the ocean. He's God all over the sea. He's God all over creation. And he's God all over me. I know God is God.
And God don't ever change. I know God, it is God. He always will be God.
God upon the platform. He's God at the back door. He's God in the amen corner. And he's God that I adore.
I know God is God. And God don't ever change. I know God is God. And he always will be God.
He was God to the children of Jerusalem. He was God to Abraham.
I know God is God. And God don't ever change. I know God is God. He always will be God.
He's God through all your sickness. He's God through all your pain. He healed the sick when he was on this earth, and today he'll do the same. I know God is God. God don't ever change. I know God is God. He always will be God.
He's God all over the ocean. He's God all over the sea. He's God all over creation. And he's God all over me.
I know God is God. And God don't ever change. I know God is God. He always will be God.
He's God at the back door. He's God at the amen corner. And he's God that I adore.
I know God is God. And God don't ever change. I know God is God. And he always will be God.
He was God to the evil children. He was God to the lion's den. He was God to the children of Jerusalem. He was God to Abraham.
I know God is God. And God don't ever change. I know God is God. And he always will be God.
He's God through all your sickness. He's God through all your pain. He healed the sick when he was on this earth. And today he'll do the same.
I know God is God. And God don't ever change. I know God is God. And he always will be God.
God don't ever change.
I know God is God. And he always will be God.
He's God all over the ocean. He's God all over the sea. He's God all over creation. He's God all over me.
I know God is God, and God don't ever change. I know God is God, he always will be God.
He's God upon the platform, he's God at the back door. He's God in the amen corner, and he's God that I adore.
I know God is God, and God don't ever change. I know God is God, he always will be God. God is God, and God don't ever change. I know God is God, and he always will be God.
He's God through all your sickness. He's God through all your pain. He healed the sick when he was on this earth, and today he'll do the same.
I know God is God, and God don't ever change. I know God is God. He always will be God. And God don't ever change. I know God is God. He always will be God.
I know God
is God. And God don't ever change. I know
God.
He's got upon the platform. He's got at the back door. He's got in the amen corner. And he's the God that I adore. I know God is God. And God don't ever change. I know God is God. And he always will be God.
He'll be God through all your sickness. He'll be God through all your pain. He healed the sick when he was on this earth. And today he'll do the same. I know God is God. God don't ever change. I know God is God. He always will be God. I know God is God. And God don't ever change. I know God is God. He always will be God.
God is God,
and God don't ever change. I know God is God, he always will be God.